It's May. If you're from anywhere around Reading, you already know what that means. Rodeo. Reading Rodeo Week, the community's biggest party, takes over the town next week. Kim Weir has more in this week's Up the Road.
This is Rodeo Country. About half of California rodeos sponsored by the Professional Rodeo Cowboy Association, or PRCA, are held in or very near the Central Valley. Which makes sense if you think of roping, riding, racing, and wrangling as fundamentally rural. But historians say that's not quite right. Rodeos arose after the Civil War, evolving in part from competitive R&R after long, hard cattle drives. Impromptu skill contests offered good, clean, social fun after cowboys had to eat all that dust on lonely trails, delivering beef on the hoof to hungry eastern markets. Rodeos also took up elements of wildly popular outdoor urban entertainments that were based on the romance of a Wild West that started to disappear almost as soon as it galloped into the American imagination. Buffalo Bill Cody, Calamity Jane, and other stars of traveling exhibitions created job opportunities that kept cowboys employed well into the 20th century. The best thing about rodeos then is the best thing about rodeos now. Everyone in town shows up to get in on the fun. The Reading Rodeo, a Major League PRCA competition, is also a hometown rodeo. Most people credit Reading's own Asphalt Cowboys, look for their yellow shirts and green bandanas, who do most of the heavy lifting, from cooking up pancakes and sausage to planning and ultimately executing the search for the lone stranger and his bank-robbing buddies. But lots of folks make it happen, starting with the Saturday night kickoff steak feed and dance. Then there's the Monday bank heist, and every year, thanks to the public's help in deciphering clues, the culprits are finally identified and brought to justice. On Tuesday evening, come for the chili cook-off, quick draw contest and shootout, BYO guns, by the way, blanks provided, and plenty of boot scooting during the street dance. All these events are held in the evening at Buckaroo Flats, a.k.a. the Rodeo Grounds, near the Civic Center in Turtle Bay. Then Thursday, there's the Kitty Pet Parade at the Mount Shasta Mall. On Friday, local families start prying kids out of bed in the dark so they can get them to the pancake breakfast downtown in front of the Cascade Theater before school. According to local lore, back in the day, asphalt cowboys would mix up the pancake batter in wheelbarrows and then race up and down behind the row of griddles so chefs could scoop up buckets of batter as needed. Now, that's cowboy. The Downtown Reading Rodeo Parade is Saturday starting at 10 a.m. Come early if you want a good spot. Grand Marshal of this year's parade is Palo Cedro native and Olympic gold medalist Megan Rapinoe of the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team. The rodeo itself, a four-evening event, kicks up on Wednesday and runs through the Challenge of Champions on Saturday night. Get tickets and more info about the Reading Rodeo online. Otherwise, cowboy up! This is Kim Weir for Up the Road and North State Public Radio.
Kim Weir is founder and editor of UpTheRoad.org, a nonprofit public interest journalism project dedicated to sustaining the Northern California story. A longtime member of the Society of American Travel Writers, she is also a former NSPR reporter. Learn more at mynspr.org.